Justin Fluke with you as we turn our attention to Sabatha Blue Jay football talk. Head coach Caleb Moeller joining us again this week. The Sabatha football team is 4-1. They've won three consecutive games. They're 3 points away from being undefeated 5-0 at this point. And coach, you pitched your second shutout. We were raving about your defense, you know, obviously, throughout this season. It seems like every week they continue to play very, very well and not giving up many points, but you do get another shutout against ACCHS. What stood out? Looked like kind of a pretty good workmanlike effort for your team showing up and getting the job done Friday.
Yeah, we had a great game on Friday. You know, one of the keys that I was talking to the kids about and you last week was getting a fast start, and we did that offensively and defensively. We kind of shut them down there to begin with, and obviously the field position was huge. There was multiple times we got the ball on their side of the field, and our special teams came up big as well throughout the game, and it was a total team effort. And yeah, again, our defense played standout defense and team defense, and they're just doing a great job at doing their job every single play. And, you know, offensively, our offensive line's coming along, and, you know, challenged them a couple weeks ago. You know, we're going to get the yards that you guys provide, and the big guys up front are doing their job, and they're getting our schemes down and blocking the right guys. So, obviously, doing those little things has come a long ways, and it shows in production during the game.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I feel like you've made a lot of strides, and it sounds like things on all three phases of the game are clicking. And, of course, the team needs that to make a good run. You can't overlook special teams or have letdowns on offense or defense. You need everything working. So I guess that combined with, you know, getting more people involved, building some depth, and having different guys step up at different times for you, sounds like the progress is kind of just where you'd hoped it'd be here going into week number six.
Yeah, you know, every week and really every practice, we block off our practice schedule so we can work on the three phases of the game, and Coach Gruber's doing a great job on special teams. And, you know, the big thing that stands out to me all season is our consistency on extra points and how big that's been throughout the year. And we got the opportunity on Friday to kick a field goal and execute it on that. It was about 30-yard field goal. So, you know, Jaden Meyer's doing a great job at that position. And yeah, you know, making a run in the playoffs, you got to be solid in all three phases, and you just never know what play is going to be a difference in the ballgame.
Sabatha with a big-time matchup this week against Nemaw Central, league district and rivalry game. We'll preview it with Coach Moeller after this timeout. You're on the Blue Jay Coaches Show. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Caleb Moeller, talking Blue Jay football. Sabatha taking on Nemaw Central, both teams 4-1, but more importantly, both teams are 2-0 in district play, and of course, big rivalry. So, Coach, I know at least the fans, you know, obviously this week is a little bit different. I'm sure as a coach, you know, you try to treat it just like any other game, right? Try to get the players to treat it like just any other game. But it's obviously a little bigger and not just any other game. So how's this week been, and what are things you're trying to control heading into facing Nemaw?
Yeah, you know, every week we go in telling our guys that, you know, the game in front of us is the biggest week. Our biggest game of this week, and that's what we're focused on. And, you know, having Nemaw Central, we take the same approach in the locker room. And, yeah, I know there's going to be a lot of talk throughout the communities and stuff like that. And, you know, we're so close together, and there's so many families that are interconnected there, and, you know, cousins playing cousins and stuff like that. So there's a lot of talk outside of that. But, you know, in the locker room and as a coach and what we can control, is just focusing on the prep ahead of us this week. And we've had a good couple practices here, and you know, we'll take today and Thursday to sharpen some things up, and on the offensive game plan and the defensive game plan. And you know, it's always great to have this challenge with Nemaw Central. Obviously they've been a team that's had success in the last few years and won state championships, and, you know, that playing a team like that always challenges us and see where we need to improve. And that's what we're looking forward to this week. And you know, it is a district game, but you know, our goal every season is to make the playoffs. And you know, we don't have to play our best ball game right now, but we're looking and forward to that, and playing the best ball when the playoffs gets here.
Seems kind of silly to say, you know, that it starts with their quarterback, because for obvious reasons, I mean, he is a dynamic playmaker, and I'm sure every team, you know, spends a lot of time focusing on the quarterback going into the matchup with Nemaus Central. But I guess talk about just that, preparing for that, and some things that you think will be kind of key in this matchup against the Thunder this year.
Yeah, you know, obviously he's a dynamic player, and him and his brother have done it for years over there at Nemaus Central, and you know, you just go back to the basics of what you have to do to stop that, and that's the fundamental of tackling. And we've been focused on tackling this week, and we've got to be sure tacklers. And we had a good look at that with Effingham last week. They had some guys that ran hard, and you know, we missed some tackles, and we focused on that, and we saw it on film. And it's really been going back to the fundamentals of what we do first couple weeks of practice, and making sure that we have our head up when we tackle, we're tackling low, those type of things in order to stop some of their playmakers.
Feel like your team has gained the confidence they need going into a matchup like this. I mean, you know, I look back to the start of the year, Coach, and you only had a couple guys back that were starters. I mean, a lot of these guys this season have been, you know, they're great athletes. They've been getting, you know, playing behind some good guys, but this is their first chance to really be varsity starters. And now that you've had, you know, five games under your belt, have you seen just like the confidence and maturity grow to where you feel like this team believes in themselves going into a matchup like this?
Yeah, you know, going into the season, we're replacing so many guys. Didn't really know what we had coming back. And, you know, that sophomore class has really stepped up, and, we've really got a rotation at every position now where we can keep guys fresh. And, you know, that junior class has some great athletes as well. And the seniors are doing a great job leading all that. And, you know, we think about the next man up mentality. And if you're in there, you're doing what you need to do for the team and doing your role and doing it to the best of your abilities. And we've really grasped that, and I feel like guys are going in there confidently and doing their assignment for offense, defense, and special teams.
Well, Coach, best of luck. It should be a phenomenal game. We'll have the broadcast on 92.1. Before I let you go, quick curveball. I haven't done this the last week or two, but it's obviously been out for a little while now, social media and such. I want to ask you real quick just about the new stadium and field project and give you just a chance to talk about that. I feel like this coach's show will be one that a lot of folks are interested in and listening going into a big game this week. But I wanted to give you just a minute to talk about the excitement and the project that you guys are trying to, you know, move forward with there at Sabetha.
Yeah, you know, this is a project that I've been working on for about a year now, and you know, looking at our facilities, our track needs major improvements. You know, that track has served us for a good 30-35 years, and we need to look at replacing that. And you know, our community around here serves us very well, and we're asking our community to come in and help us with our dreams and our visions here with our complex, and replacing the track, and you know, moving some field events in order to host regionals. We haven't hosted regionals due to the conditions of our track for quite a while now, and you know, boosting that. And you know, nowadays if you're looking at replacing a track and looking at a turf field as well, and you know, turf field is something that a lot of people see and they see, hey, that looks nice, but do we really need it? And, if you go to communities that have turf, a turf field just allows the community to have so much just community spirit and community events on that field. And there's going to be somebody that uses that field all the time. You know, you can be on it during weather events, you know, and with grass fields, you don't really want to be on the field, if it's wet or anything like that. So, the benefits to it, and, you know, obviously citywide also, getting youth programs on that field and, you know, starting up a flag football, city league. And, there's just so many opportunities that open up. If you get those complexes and the facilities upgraded. So I'm looking forward to it, and there's going to be more things come out here and how people can get involved. And how people can support this project.
Awesome. We look forward to that, Coach, and certainly look forward to the game Friday night against Nemaus Central. Best of luck, and thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks, Justin.
Caleb Moeller, head coach of the Blue Jays. This is about the weekly locker room chats brought to you by C&K Service, also by Garrett Country Mart, and by Sailor Insurance Service in Sabetha.